Thus, we have the incredible Zuchus de Shabbos, Parshas B'Shalach. And at the end of the Parsha, the Torah goes into great detail regarding the war with Amalek. This war was significant, really, on two major levels. First of all, Amalek was the first nation to start up with us, the first nation to go to war. And this idea that they were the first highlights the nature of the hatred that Amalek has for us. Even though, again, it defies comprehension why any nation would start up with Klal Yisrael, after seeing what happened to Egypt, the mightiest nation on the face of the earth, yet Amalek blinded by hatred. Hatred, which the truth is not really understandable. Hatred that does not seem to have any logical interpretation or reason. We never had encounter with Amalek. We never had anything to do with Amalek, but yet Amalek attacks us out of the blue. So the Torah, when describing the war, explains that Moshe Rabbeinu sends Yoshua, tells Yoshua, Bechar lanu anoshim, choose men for us to go out to battle, v'tzehi lachim ba'amalek, and go out and fight against Amalek. So the Torah says, Yoshua is leading the army, and what does Moshe Rabbeinu do? So Moshe Rabbeinu goes and perches himself on top, a mountaintop, an elevated level. And Moshe Rabbeinu was going to stand on, or sit on that elevated level, and he would keep his hands raised. The raised hands of Moshe Rabbeinu were a supplicatory stance. It was Moshe Rabbeinu davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the truth is, in addition to the tzilas, what it also served was as a source of chizuk, a source of strength for Klal Yisrael, that as the soldiers were fighting and as the people were watching, and they saw Moshe Rabbeinu's arms outstretched towards the heavens, they knew that their leader was advocating for them on high. They knew that Moshe Rabbeinu was dialoguing and connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu at that very moment to help secure a victory for the Jewish people. So the Torah says, this is in Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Yud Beis, chapter 17, verse 12. Videi Moshe Kvedim. So the battle's going on. Moshe Rabbeinu is sitting there with upstretched arms. And his arms, his hands, begin to get heavy. Vayasimu Evan Tachtov, they placed a stone underneath him. Vayeshevela, he sat down on the stone. Va'aron v'chor tamchu biyadov mize'achad u'mize'achad. Ultimately, again, so they give him a stone to sit down. Moshe Rabbeinu is getting fatigued, getting tired. He sits down. And then Aaron and Chor, Aaron his brother, Chor his nephew, help support his arms, one on each side. Vayiyadov emunah ad bo hashemesh. So the way we normally translate this, Vayiyadov emunah, literally like his hands were trustworthy, which means his hands remained in an upstretched position as a result, ultimately, of the assistance of Aaron and Chor. Vayiyadov emunah. So it's almost as if you were able to believe in his hands. Moshe Rabbeinu did not falter. His hands were trustworthy in that they remained upstretched towards the heavens to advocate for the Jewish army as they were doing war with Amalek. And I saw this an incredible and beautiful insight by Rabbi Nachman of Breslov. And Rabbi Nachman writes in the Kutei Moharan, he says something amazing. I quote to you. He says, Kama mine emunahin. He says, there are different types of emunah. There are different types of belief that a person could have in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yesh emunah shehirak belief. There are some people who have emunah, and that emunah is inside of them. I believe. I live my life with a belief. With a belief. There's only one problem. That belief, that emunah resides in my heart, that resides in my soul, that resides inside of me, but it doesn't really find expression in how I act or in how I live. Says the Rebbe, having emunah in your heart is certainly a good start. However, ulam ha'ikar shetzricha lios li'adam emunah meruba, kolkach shetispashet b'chal ha'ivarim. The goal, true emunah, is a belief that begins in one's heart, one's soul, and one's mind. But then it finds expression throughout the entire body. Or more specifically, it finds expression in the way I live my life and in the things that I do. That my emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my fidelity and allegiance to Torah, my love of the Ribono Shel Olam, my love of Klal Yisrael, are not just feelings I carry around in my heart and my soul, but rather, again, they can be seen, perceived, and discerned through the way I live my life, through the things that I do, and through the decisions I make. And says the Rebbe, this is the pshat. V'zer shekasuv b'moshe. So says the Rebbe, on a pneumistic level, on an inner, on an internal, spiritual, metaphorical level, the Torah is giving us an additional message. Not only was Moshe Rabbeinu's hands outstretched for the duration of the war, and beginning on his own, through his own strength, but then with the help of Aaron and Hor, but there's another message. V'hi yadav emuna. Moshe Rabbeinu was a man who possessed emuna, but he didn't just possess emuna internally. He didn't just possess emuna cognitively. He didn't just possess emuna spiritually. V'hi yadav emuna. His emuna was expressed through his hands. Your hands represent how you interact with the world. Your hands are the way that you create things. Your hands are the way that you shape things. Vayhi yadav emuna. Moshe Rabbeinu's emuna found expression through his hands. You know, sometimes the ability to see what someone really believes in is not what they say. Anyone could say anything. But the way you could really see what a person believes in is how do they live their life? What do they spend their time on? What are their goals, their aspirations, and their dreams? How do they shape their life? And through the way that one shapes their lives, you can really see what they truly believe in. That's the pshat, says the Rebbe, says Rabbi Nachman, Vahi Yadav Emuna. The greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu is that his emuna was expressed through his hands. His emuna was expressed through the way he lived, and through the life that he created for himself. And I think this gives us an incredible challenge, an incredible point to ponder, that if someone were looking from the outside in, if someone were looking at our lives, say if someone were looking at how I lived my life, would they be able to glean my core values from the way that I live and from the actions I engage in? Or, chas v'shalom, is what I believe and what I do so fundamentally disconnected that my emunah resides in my heart, but my actions don't reflect any of my beliefs? It's a hard question to ask, and it's an even harder question to answer. But Moshe Rabbeinu teaches us the answer we aspire to. Vayhi yadav emunah. It is true that emunah, belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, belief in Torah and mitzvos, fidelity and allegiance to the ideas and ideals of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, belief in myself, it all begins on the inside. It begins in the heart, it begins in the mind, it begins in the soul. But all too often, it ends there as well. Our avoda in life, vayhi yadav emunah, if you truly believe in something, if you truly pledge your allegiance to something, then make sure that emunah, make sure those values, make sure those ideas and ideals find expression in the way you live. Wishing everyone a good night of Shabbos and a restful Shabbos Kodesh.